What's happening? What's good, dough? It's your boy, iDrift, and today we have a very special episode. But before we continue with that, I want to say happy Women's Pizza Month. We're going to grab a bunch of episodes from the past, all going to be women pizza makers, pizza lovers, pizza lifers, and we're going to ask them this one question. What is one mistake that people can avoid in pizza, business, or life? It's one of my favorite questions because I love to learn from people's mistakes and failures so that I can try to avoid them, or at least I know how to react when I do experience them. Enjoy this episode. Happy Women's Pizza Month. Don't forget to make a pizza dedicated to a woman that you love, appreciate, respect, and use the hashtag Women's Pizza Month. Even tag Real Clever Food Christy or Women in Pizza Alexandra. Enjoy the episode.
With pizza, you know, it's very, very personal. I think people need to realize that I think they're more likely to grow as a pizza maker if they look at pizza that way. It's something personal. Like, what I like is not necessarily what you're going to like. So don't let other people dictate that. Like, be proud of your pizza. If you like your pizza burnt, it doesn't matter if I like burnt pizza. It doesn't matter what that person said on your comments. If you ate that pizza and you enjoyed that pizza, share that pizza. I think this is anything in life. Stop worrying about what other people think and just be happy and find your joy. Find what makes you happy. And like I was saying, the pizza community is such a great place. And there are so many people in this world. You know, don't worry about the bad ones. The good ones, you'll find them. I promise you, they're out there.
Ooh, that's tough. I don't know, because I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, but I never really focused or had like an idea of what I wanted to do with my life. And so I would say, like, if you already know, like, you want to open a restaurant, because that it's a complete accident what I fell into doing now. And it makes sense, especially like, you know, me and Nino and having our own restaurant, and it's finally come to fruition. But I'm 37, you know, like, never think that it's, you know, you should be doing this when you're young, you know, in your early 20s or this or that. Like, it's never too late to do what you want. And I know everybody says that, but it really isn't. You can change your career path a million times, and like, because why be miserable for like 20 years of your, you know? Or I would just say, like, don't doubt yourself. If you feel like, I've been blessed to always have a great family that always believed in me and everything. And I know not everyone has that luxury, but just believe in yourself and you can do it. Like, and you're going to fail a whole bunch of times, but at the end of the day, like, the only thing you remember is when you succeeded. Opening a restaurant, incredibly hard, unless you have a lot of money. And even if you think you have enough money to open it, triple that, because that's what you'll actually need to get open. And we're learning all that now. but, you know, one day you'll look back and I'll be like, oh, I remember those tough times. Or you won't. You'll stay in the tough times, but whatever. That's life. And, you know, you make the best of it. You make good pizza, eat pizza, and, you know, life could always be worse, is what I try and tell people.
Yeah. I mean, my initial reaction is I think about people who come into a kitchen and don't have a lot of experience, who are just like, oh, I love eating pizza. I'll think I'll make a pizza business today. Maybe because I didn't come from that, I find it to be somewhat of a pet peeve, because I think it's more about sharing and the experience. It's not just like, pizza's fun and I like to eat it. It's like, no, this is something I'm passionate about and want to share and want to, like, bring people together and give to the world. And that's just me. A lot of people asked me when I was, you know, had this ambition of owning a pizza spot, like, why don't you start small? Why don't you just get a truck? And I was like, I don't want a truck. You know, I don't want something that's mobile on wheels. It's, to me, it's not just about the pizza. It's like, I want to have a space. I want to have a space that people can celebrate in and come and, you know, have events, meet other people. And, you know, pizza also happens to be there. They're satiated and happy. So I think having a more well-rounded perspective on knowing what you want to do and what you want to accomplish, both with the pizza and whether it's, you know, anti-Neapolitan or having a space that's, you know, for sharing and caring. I think it's just important to have your end game and know what you want to do so that you can better figure out how you're going to get there.
Okay, a piece of world, I would say just stay true to yourself. And in a piece of business, I would say try to stay with the times and understand what's going on in the world wherever you're at and stay abreast with it and create a situation that's conducive to what you want out of life. Because the number one thing I hear from people that own restaurants that come on my show is like, oh, I couldn't wait to come here to tell you don't do a restaurant. If I had even a quarter of how many people tell me not to do a restaurant, because I'm going to give up my whole entire life and I'm never going to have anything with this pizzeria, and forget it, your life is over. Know what you want for yourself and know what you're getting into before you so quickly to think you're reaching for something that is not necessarily what you want, but what you're told you want. I would say always follow your gut and know what you want. You want to do a takeout business, do a takeout business. You want to do a ghost kitchen, do a ghost kitchen. You want to do a restaurant, do a restaurant. But do what you want that's conducive to what you want for your life.
I've talked about this a little bit already, but I think we definitely made mistakes with hiring. A few mistakes, but notable ones where we didn't have the confidence that because we hadn't done it before, right? We hadn't sold into the US or manufactured at a scale or certain things that what we had confidence about the idea, we were like, oh, we're so new. And so we hired outside our values, even though, like I mentioned, okay, it's okay, they're not passionate, that's fine, because we have got so much passion, it'll be infectious, and actually it isn't. So I think when you've got a gut about people, you should go with that, and actually to try and have the confidence sooner, that, you know, no one had done what we'd done before. Not specifically, we learn all the time, and we're really open to connect with people, and we love feeling like a small company because there's so many people have done beautiful jobs and we want to hear from them. But like, we should have been more confident. We should have trusted our gut on those couple of employees. So yeah, I would say hire and live via values, and also trust your gut for sure.
It's irresponsible to encourage someone to do something that truly brings chaos into your life. It sounds so like melodramatic. Writing 60,000 words feels easy compared to the like very fast turnaround that you have to do on an edit that has more hours demanded to make it good than you could ever dream of having. And it, you know, the demands on this professional, like contractually based work means that, you know, your personal life suffers, your family life has to be compromised. Like it's really hard. It makes me say the F word on podcasts all the time. And I apologize for dropping the F bomb. I realized I was doing that before. Yeah. I mean, if you want to write a book, don't do it. If you want to write a book, call me and I'll tell you all the mistakes I've made so you don't make them too. Just the timelines are crazy because you sign a contract and they're like, okay, see you in a year. And they're like, okay, here are the edits back. Like turn those around faster. Like, oh, that was hard. And then it just gets like more intense. And Dan is a really, really brilliant mind. And like, I mean, this is something that like will stay with me forever. Like I'll read a page to you. Because I read the manuscript out loud to Dan several times because the idea of sitting in front of a computer, it's a nightmare for anyone. But like, especially for Dan who doesn't want to be doing that, I'm like, let me read it to you. So I'd read something and then he'd like be able to say, okay, like change these two words after hearing hundreds of words. And so that also is kind of the perfect partnership because I think we were both just like sitting in front of paper with a pen. We wouldn't have caught the same errors or understood the text, you know, wasn't really clicking. So having those two different types of like learning and editing styles converge here, I think made the book better. But yeah, if you want to write a cookbook, you shouldn't do it. It sucks.
Thinking you know everything, which I think a lot of people in small business like definitely don't feel that way. But working with that balance of like, I have to have some confidence to move forward and also like not let it make you make more mistakes. I would say not taking things too seriously, even though it is serious when you're talking about your new business and all this kinds of stuff. Those are serious things. You will have hard times regardless if you're working for someone else or if you're doing your own thing, doing pizza, doing academia, having a family, whatever. Having a little bit of fun with it will actually take you to some really cool spots and being like, I don't have to just do this thing that I said I was going to do, or this was what my mindset and framework were. Like, having flexibility and not taking it too seriously will really, at the end of the day, let you enjoy the things you do accomplish and the fun things that do come out of all of these different experiences, I would say.
Real quickly, before we get on to the next tip, I just want to give a huge shout out to our show sponsors, Uni Pizza Ovens and Cordo Olive Oil. I'll make this real quick. If you don't know who they are, they make high quality ovens and high quality olive oil. And yes, they are super supportive of this podcast and Women in Pizza. Go check out their websites. Go check out their socials. You'll see women all over there being supported by these amazing companies. And so I'm so proud to call them my sponsors. Check out the links in the show notes to learn more about them. Now, back to the episode.
I think losing sight of your own self, I think in the chaos and the stress and the pace of our lives these days, it's easier to lose authenticity. I don't know how to really be different than I am. And sometimes that gets me into trouble because I'm not a very good actress. In fact, I'm a terrible actress. And as I said before, I don't really fit into any one category. So kind of what you see is what you get. Don't lose sight of yourself and who you are as a person. Don't lose your heart. Don't give it up to anybody or anything. And if you find yourself doing that, then look deep inside and see if you can open another door to another life's journey.
One mistake in pizza business that people can avoid is, I think, just start for one in whatever capacity that it is. I think waiting to start, you'll wait forever. And so I think don't invest everything in your business before you start, I guess is a better advice. Start by making food for friends, doing a pop-up for your friends. Start by asking questions to different entrepreneurs. Start by just being curious for the world. If you just invest everything that you have in your business right before you even start, whether if you haven't like worked in a pizzeria, if you haven't worked in a restaurant, if you haven't, then you just have this money that you owe. But if you just, I think the main thing of starting isn't on a paper, isn't with a financial investment. Starting means making pizza for your friends. Starting means, again, doing those, the networking. So I think do that first. Don't invest everything you have before you've done those other things.
I don't know. In business, I think the main thing is, and I've had people talk to me about, you know, introducing this, that, and the other thing. And I always say, just start with something small. Like, you can't do everything immediately. I forget, I just had this conversation with somebody, I don't know who it was, and they had all these ideas about whatever. And I said, well, just start with one thing and then, you know, build on that. And I feel like that's how we kind of started also. You know, we didn't come out of the gate saying, you know, we were going to do like everything like phenomenal or whatever, but we started kind of slowly. You know, we didn't have as many pies on the menu in the beginning. You know, we didn't have a full bar in the beginning. You know, like all these different things. You can add things on. You don't want to take them away after you start them. So the idea is to start slowly, but keep moving progressively forward.
Okay, I think the answer to this question, I would think on pizza, I would say that we just need to be really flexible because we cannot be too rigid to be fixated on a recipe because it never works. So for pizza, it's really treating, to me, it's like treating it like your baby. And depending on the mood of the day and your the need of the day, hungry, or is it need some attention, and then you pay the right level and the necessary, you know, attention to your baby for their particularity. So it's really about being flexible and attentive and caring to make your pizza perfect.
I do think probably the main thing, if I could go back and modify some of my and help myself a little, it would be that the let go of the anxiety, adrenaline filled way of doing things. And that means like actively daily, making sure you're not harnessing those things several times a day. I don't think they serve you. It makes things more stressful. It makes you more volatile, and it sort of limits creativity, I think. And the other thing I think is, you know, don't undersell yourself. I think my sister and I, having run a business now, we've had restaurants for like 18 years. And, you know, many times I think we've sort of undercharged or felt a little like, well, we want to make sure people get their good value. We want to do these things. And what that results in is like not being able to pay people enough, not being able to pay yourself enough. And I don't think people mind paying a couple more dollars for things. So making sure that your, you know, your food cost is in line, making sure you're charging for what you're offering, and just making sure you're not underselling yourself because it hurts, you know, you and your staff. Yeah, I mean, those two things I think I've rectified now, and I'm looking forward to going forward and seeing how it'll work, you know, amending those things and hoping that we can, yeah, make restaurant jobs good jobs and not make them stressful. Also, make them fulfilling and rewarding.
Don't get stuck on small things, like little hurdles or worries. Just kind of like get past it and it'll all come together. Like, don't get held up or like, oh, I can't because XYZ. Just to find a way to make it work. It was sort of like baptism by fire, I guess, when I got all those frozen orders, and it was, yeah, needing to have people with me, and I couldn't say no and had to do it. And so it ended up, those people are still with me after all that. So, I mean, there's so many things that I would say like, oh, I can't, you know, I used to say, well, I don't drive in New York, and now I drive because I used to take the train with like pizzas in a suitcase and like a toaster oven and heat it up by the slice. So that's how I started.
I think that, I guess it's not like a mistake, so to say. I think that it's just a lesson. I feel like at the beginning, truly, I was really like self-doubt and man, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to make pizza like these people. Yeah, that was probably my biggest mistake, waiting so long, being scared to jump. I wish that I had started sooner. I'm happy that I did start when I started because I've learned more than I think that I ever would have been able to. But I think just being scared was probably my biggest mistake. Like, I wish I would have just asked somebody to touch a dough bowl sooner.
I think that everyone, you know, people just get excited. That's the thing. Like, everyone's excited. They really want you to win. And like, that's incredible. You know, it's an incredible thing to have community around you that support you. And like, you know, I feel very fortunate that Devoured is just on its way up and up and up because everyone around me really supports me and supports Devoured, and they love the product. And so, you know, that's an incredible thing to feel, but it's also, you know, it's a lot to take on as a, you know, a new business owner, a new entrepreneur. I've only been full time since last August. So, you know, this has been a complete, you know, 180 from my, you know, full-time job life, doing this kind of on the side, and now I'm doing it full-time. And so, like, you know, just for people listening, you know, you really have to be patient. And even though people around you are going to, like, try to get you to, ooh, jump to this, do that, or do this, go into this opportunity, just, like, think about, like, where you want to be in the next few years, and think about like if that makes sense to you. Does it feel good? And you know, do you feel like you're rushing? Do you feel like it's just like not right now, or it's not the right timing? Because I think that in my lifetime, now is the time that I've really, really, really started buckling down on those things, because like I care about what I want my life to be, and I don't want to hit that burnout. Or I don't want to hit that moment where I'm like, oh man, I probably shouldn't have, you know, like, why did I go and get these investors to like invest in this thing? And I don't even really want to like mess with this. Like, no, like, you know, you're affecting more than just you in that point. You're affecting other people, you know, so you got to be careful. You got to just make sure that like you have your ducks in a row. Like you know what you want. And like, if you have a vision, then don't compromise that vision, you know?
Well, there you have it. Another amazing episode. And hopefully you all learned something. Hopefully you picked up a tip or two. And most importantly, I hope you got inspired by these amazing women in pizza. Please do me this one quick favor and check out the links in the description. I've linked all the wonderful women that were in the show. Check them out on Instagram. Also, I would love your help by helping grow this show. You can do that in three ways. One, share this episode. Go ahead, post it on your Instagram, share it on a story, Facebook, email, wherever you want to do it. Just share it. The second, follow or subscribe to the show. That way you get notified anytime there's a new episode. And finally, leave a rating or review. This helps so, so much when people are looking for new shows to watch. I appreciate you so much for doing that in advance. Thank you so, so much. Other than that, I love you. Till next time. Peace.